Hello, grandkids, and welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of Stunt Granny Audio. This happening to be 1113. On one end is the usual Chris Calamito. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a Kevin. How about yourself?
It's Thanksgiving week. It's actually not completely cuckoo bananas at the job, so I'll take it. On another end here, just because we're only going to do one show this week, Mr. Jeremy Mays, what is up, good sir?
Hey, what's up, guys? Got a rare triple episode? Sure. Off to a rousing start. Can't get Zoom meeting to work for shit. Get this thing going.
Still, and he's still not drinking, or has not drunk before the show.
The way this is going so far, do I need to be? So,
Well, I know that I purposely chose the deep beer for this evening, because it's the Wolf's Ridge Cosmic Brownie Dire Wolf, so Fudge Brownie Imperial Stout.
right, so catch us out. Catch us where you can download all of your podcasts. Thanks for
10
listening,
point.
and we'll see you next week. Suckers. Thanks for downloading the 2-minute show.
10.8% alcohol.
Oh, God damn. Really?
Jeez, wow.
How big is it?
It's a 16-ouncer.
Wow, good.
Wow. All right.
Things will be okay on this side of the microphone.
Someone doesn't work tomorrow.
well, I do, but it shouldn't be too bad.
No, they don't know you do this, so can't come back on you.
That is also true.
Speaking of coming back, should we get back into AEW? Get this road, get the show on the
well,
road.
sure. Terrible segue, but
Yep.
let's work with it.
It's called a horse segue.
none of the three of us got AEW full gear. In fact, I couldn't believe it wasn't until today that I hopped on X and saw a picture of Samoa Joe with the championship belt, and I was just like, I am confused right now.
Well, you waited till today to find out?
Yes.
How did you do that?
I do not get on X if I don't post a show for the most part. And I think I get like one of those generic topic results posts, and I always just swipe it to the side because I'm like, I know I'm not gonna read this right now, so I'll get around to it when I get around to it, guys. And this happened to be it. That's how much full gear interested me also.
Yeah, there was enough interest. Like, to me, there was enough stuff or matches that were interesting, but
Yeah.
not for the money. Like,
Oh,
I
yeah,
guess
the
it just
usual.
comes down to the money. Chris is already shaking his head.
Me,
No.
it held no interest at all. When you give away everything they gave away 2 weeks ago,
Yeah.
and then come back with this lineup, and I even said if you probably would have combined Blood and Guts with the best of what this lineup had to offer for whatever 4 hour show, whatever, however many matches they could have fit in with the two Blood and Guts matches going so long.
Yeah.
That's a pay-per-view I might have actually considered ordering. But when you remove yourself 2 weeks from Blood and Guts, when last week's episode of Dynamite was so boring, one of these 3 hour episodes, nothing happens, it's just filler, promoting a pay-per-view that really they really didn't promote very well because they had the their they, you know they were trying they were fulfilling I guess oh my God, bleh, the two-headed monster of that and Blood and Guts, and Blood and Guts kind of took the priority for weeks. And then of course coming out of Blood and Guts, no one's selling anything. It's like blood and guts never happened. No one cares. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. No one cares right now about anything going on in AEW. And of course, three things in life are for certain: death, taxes, and a Hangman Adam Page title reign ending just with no fanfare, him having an underwhelming reign. And the title's now back on Samoa Joe, completely unnecessarily.
And I
There
was
was a
so.
time when the only thing they could do was put the title on Samoa Joe.
Yeah,
We're
that's
talking
when they
about
put it on him.
2 years ago when this shit, the company was at its absolute worst and needed to get out of the mess they put themselves in.
I see. I'm the one that's a proponent of surprises, so. It's not like I hate the title change, but it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Just for every reason you gave.
You gave.
It's another one of those ones. I don't know how many different title reigns, just in general. Like, I feel like the WWE's done it a couple of times recently too, where they give someone the title, but you're like, oh, they're really gonna run with it now, and then they cut it short, and you're like, huh? Like, what are you doing here? I would even, I mean, you could argue that the Tatum Paxley thing was on that category. I do think it's on a much lower category than this one,
Oh,
but
that's way, way, way lower. Yeah, but
well, not
this
compared to
is.
ratings. Not in the ratings. No, it's not. So,
Well,
yeah, I mean, sorry, Joe, but
yeah.
yeah. No, I know what you mean, though. Like, they bounced the tag team titles around a bunch, which is still tag team titles. It's not the top title. I mean, the guys on top keep their titles for a while. I think the last real instance that comes to mind would be Solo beating Jacob Fatu for the U.S. title out of the blue when Jacob just got it. But then who took it from Solo? Because that was,
Sammy.
that was
And then
pretty
Sammy
quick.
lost it to Ilya Dragunov within a very short period of time. The US title has been a bit of a hot potato, and I don't think it's been for the better. But this just, you did this whole big build up to Hangman. But of course, had nothing really lined up for him. You
Everyone got
rushed
hurt or
through.
left.
Yeah, right. You rush through the MJF thing because he had to go film a movie because that is going to potentially be his priority going forward. Not that I blame him. If you get in with Adam Sandler's troupe, you'll work for
Absolutely.
the rest of your life.
Yeah, and I'm gonna
So
guess he doesn't have to really take bumps, and that's kind of nice
no.
too.
No, so but as I said, they rushed through that. They rushed into a thing with him and Kyle Fletcher, champion versus champion. Then they did the Joe thing, which okay, that was fine. It seemed like it was gonna be another Challenger of the Month thing, but then they drag it out. Then they have I do a post-match beatdown. Then they do the stupid thing on Halloween with Tony Schiavone. Then they do the stupid stuff with Hobbs. And now, they do this match. They have a singular one-on-one single ring cage match weeks after Blood and Guts. So, who could possibly care? And then, no one's see, no now. Granted, as Jerry so I pointed out, no one's thinking title change here at all.
We Kevin and
And.
I last week did our, oh, there's no chance Joe's winning, so next. I was thinking about that, like, oops.
Because it just didn't make sense. It doesn't make sense right now. Joe is not in. Joe's not that guy anymore. I mean, it's a weird thing with him, but he. I don't want to say he's showing his age, but it just wasn't. It's just not what it was with him. Even 2 years ago. And he's just not the. Guy, I'm struck for trying to figure out what they're gonna do here.
It's one of those things where, like, I don't think, obviously, I think all of us are Samoa Joe fans, And it's just a weird, spot. Like, you don't really want to piss on his parade, but it's also like, Hangman is still your future for the most part. And he's had two underwhelming reigns. Well, this officially made it two underwhelming reigns. And it's just like, you need to stick with the title reign at some juncture if you want that person to stick.
Right, no,
Like, it's.
and there is no one. There is no one in AEW. There's no great babyface hope coming into AEW, and that's, been more times than not the launching point for any kind of boom period is having that babyface to, build and then eventually have them have the big win. Hangman two times has essentially been the closest they've probably ever come, and then they just, fart all over it. It really is maddening, because once again, you now granted they didn't have a great crop of heels for Hangman to defend against, month after month. Ready. Absolutely not. And that has been that might be the it's probably the biggest problem in the entire wrestling business right now, is they just cannot, keep heels going. They just can't have, neither company or seems to have like this breadth of heels that you can feed to a babyface champion. And yes, of course, the other way of thinking is, the babyface chases the heel, and that's where your money is. And either can work, and although I think the heel has been more conventional in throughout wrestling history, but who? I mean, I guess all of AEW's other top stars are babyfaces at this point. You got,
Well,
you could.
and that's just kind of one of those general problems that I think we all talk about with it's just hard to stay a baby face.
It is,
Or
I got
hard
a
to
little
stay a
sidetracked there, but
heel.
yes,
I'm sorry.
it's
Wrong
been hard.
wrong
Yeah,
term, but
it's yeah, right. Yeah, we're both wrong. Yeah, it's just hard to stay at heel. It's hard to get to, nothing gets heat anymore. The crowds are just laughing along with everything, and if you're patting someone in the back saying, "Hey, good, you're really good at doing your job," instead of, playing along.
yeah.
So you get into now. Yeah, people don't stay
'Cause that's
heel.
it.
There's no way to get heat. It's you're not building new heels. It's all,
I'd say, like, if there's anybody in AEW that's a successful heel, it's still Jon Moxley. Which is like, you can't run that back.
No, you can't. No,
But it also seems like
you can't run
he's
it.
setting up for a babyface run as well.
Right.
I you're you guys can scoff, but Ricochet, he's unlikable.
He is very unlikable.
You know, it's
I will give you that. Yeah, I even
but they
think
are
that he
going against
has
Joe.
Pete. I was gonna say, I still think that he has people kind of in his corner, though.
Yeah,
Still, though,
I've seen it starting too. Yeah.
it's that hard to maintain. Like, it's because he is an unlikable jackass in the best way possible. But those last couple of words, best way possible, like everyone's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna start cheering
Yeah,
for you now. Yeah.
that's the problem with the entire wrestling business today. But yes, I guess
And
but right now the saying, you can with a heel champion, you put multiple people back in play to go after a champion who haven't been who haven't been or actually really they just were because Moxley was champion for as long as he was.
But also, like, who on the babyface side is going after Joe that's not tied up?
Oh, well,
Well,
I
there
mean, he
Swerve and
was
Hangman?
introduced
Swerve,
right after the show. Which
Hangman, you could
is
go
another
with,
one. Yeah, Swerve just
okay, Swerve. All right,
Swerve.
Swerve and Hangman. That's not tied
Or,
up. Doesn't mean
well, I
anybody.
don't know. Well, who's tied up right now? Because
Well, yeah, Darby's
this,
still tied up in all the Death Riders nonsense. You've
well,
got.
it's true.
And I'm thinking of big people, so I'm not going to say Kyle O'Reilly, okay?
Hey, he beat Jon Moxley twice.
I mean, unfortunately, like it or not, you might need to include him.
Can you imagine a pay-per-view main event of Joe and Kyle O'Reilly? The buys it won't do.
Yeah,
outside of the
it's
standard hundred supposed
trying to push.
150,000 they always do.
I, you know,
I mean, seriously.
the final nail in the coffin of NXT Black and Gold was trying to push Kyle O'Reilly as a singles type, you know, title challenger, and in my view.
Oh
And
yeah. Mentor to Von Wagner.
He was, yeah, like, wow, you're great. I'll never forget that. Anyways, Mark Briscoe's still going to be tied up with Kyle Fletcher, I'm sure. But also being the, well, I guess being the TNT champion doesn't mean anything because Kyle Fletcher still went after Hangman Page. I wouldn't mind seeing Briscoe and Joe go at it. At least it's
I would
different,
not, no.
you know? And Mark Briscoe's beloved. So,
Right. That.
okay. Kenny Omega's tied up in the Don Callis family stuff
Oh,
still.
he's been tied up in that shit for 3 years.
Yeah. Whoever goes face between Takeshita and oh God damn it.
Okada?
Yeah, whoever.
Yeah, I like how you forget Okada in
I
that one. I
repeatedly
think it's
forget his name.
Takeshita.
But it's like, okay, but
He
then is
remembers Takeshita.
yeah,
He
I
hates
remember the
him that
long
much.
name. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
I have come
now
around on him. He's not that bad.
they're
But it's like,
they're
are they going to have
in
for
opposite
Brodino?
pools in the Continental Classic.
Yeah. But it's like, there's no, everyone's tied up. So I
Jerry's
don't, I
favorite, the
don't,
Continental
oh, and
Classic's
when
coming
did
back.
stop, stop. I'm
Well,
trying to
but
stay
every
on
year
track
though,
for this dumb fucking
we've talked
tournament
of,
for a title
well,
that's unified, but it's not really unified. They just call it the Unified Championship. Yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Hey, we unify titles, but we're going to create some more. Let's have another one. Let's have a tournament for that. No. We're just going to do a casino gauntlet battle royale. Whatever. Eat dick. I don't even know why I'm so annoyed today. I just am. And just, I saw another tournament. And if I got to listen to someone go, no, AEW has stories, eat balls. No, they don't. So
Well,
we can get back to it.
and
Let's go
that
baby
is
faces.
one of the problems just in general
Oh,
with
Mike Bailey. I forgot.
this.
Yeah,
Remy Heese exists. That tournament always wrecks storyline. Like, if they do actually have storylines going, that tournament always wrecks it because people, you know, like one half of the feud is in the tournament and the other half isn't. And it's just like one week that person's worrying about their tournament match, the next week they're worried about their feud. And then like a week later they're worried about a tournament match again and they're forgetting about the feud again. It's the worst.
And the thing is, didn't last time this totally derailed their ratings too? If I remember correctly, the last time Continental, because it lasted what, 2 months? And that's when
At
one
least a
of their
month.
dips really started.
It's a month. It's because it's across Dynamite and Collision for about 4 weeks or so or whatever it is, and
Yeah.
yeah.
But
Yeah, because
I
it's as long
specifically
as the
remember this
G1, I
tournament
think.
tanking them because it was boring. And it means nothing.
It means the Continental Classic Championship that the Don Callis family currently holds.
No, they have the unified title. It's totally different. You know, he has
Wait,
the unified
what
title.
happened? Wait, have they said it's all on the line? I don't
No,
even know.
it's just the Continental Classic. So it's only for that title, even though it's part of the unified title with the international title?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
exactly. This is stupid. It's lazy booking and it's boring. And the Rays are going to tank again and they're going to blame it. Well, you know, college football, the playoffs start. Playoffs are on the weekends. So that's not it. So the NBA's in-season tournament for all the. No. Regular season hockey? No. The whole
No.
baseball to blame. There's no NFL. So, but there's no baby faces. Like, I'm actually looking at this like, if they would have, all right, if they would have ended this Death Riders thing with Darby Allin, then sure. A Joe Darby Allin feud, because they had that, what, TV title, the TNT title match a long time ago, right?
I believe so.
Open
Little
the day, yeah.
man, big man. Cool. Darby's a lot further along, would have been fine.
And
But he
Darby Allin
can't.
should have essentially become something akin to a number one contender after he beat Moxley in that I Quit match.
Nope, he's jobbing out the pack because. So, you've got Kevin Knight. So, okay. But Kevin Knight and Mike Bailey are in the Gold League, so they're going to end up facing each other.
I'll be sure to set my make sure my DVR is set.
I had some guests over and AEW was on, and I'm not doing this just because we like goofing on him, but Bailey was on doing his offense. And I just heard someone go, "Ugh, what's he doing?" And I'm like, "There you go. That's all you need to know." So, yeah. But I'm looking at like this Continental Classic, like Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy. He's come and go. No matter what we think of him, he's come and gone already.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy has not gotten his feet back under him since returning from injury,
Yeah.
that is
No.
for sure. Hey, but they
Go
made that super funny video for the
ahead.
conglomeration.
Very
It's supposed
true.
to be a 90s sitcom. Have you figured have you not, it's so wacky.
Oh, Jay White could be coming back soon, maybe.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Well, I mean, if we're gonna go baby faces, I mean, it doesn't really make sense that he would jump into a title picture, but
He's a
oh,
terrible
yeah.
baby face, though.
Yeah, well.
But I mean, he was a baby face the last time he was on TV, I think.
I think so, but
Yeah.
who did
He's
they
been
even
part of the
remember what the?
Bang Bang Gang. Yep.
Yeah, which oh man, that whole group in general is had an injury problem
Yes.
left
And
and right. Oof.
but yeah, but unless they're gonna do something with Brody King, like give him some other reason to drop the tag team titles to FTR. Okay, so there's that too. Yeah,
I
exactly.
don't know.
Just
Did we
go
predict
faces.
that? Whether Bandito and Brody King would retain or not?
I don't think we've
I
remembered to
do not
talk about it.
remember.
I don't think we even talked about it. We just said Joe's not winning. I think that was about the extent of that whole thing. So,
Yeah, I'm sure there is
but.
at least a little bit in there, but yeah, I don't. FTR just seems done at this point, honestly.
If you
It's
need
a
a
really
crystal.
weird thing where they're not terrible, but I just don't care.
I don't care
I don't
either,
care.
no.
No. Well, here's the thing.
They're
They
trying too
bring,
hard.
well, true, but they bring back Jurassic Express and all this fanfare and hoopla, right? And then FTR, like, is the champions. Like, well, wait, what's going on here? And it doesn't, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, like, our opinion of Jurassic Express, but they made a huge deal of them coming back just to saddle them in a tag team feud with the tweener, we don't know who we are anymore, Young Bucks, and Josh Alexander.
Hey, that was the million-dollar match.
That's
Tony Khan
true.
put a million. Tony Khan put a million bucks at stake in a match that it didn't matter at all. I'm not not. Somebody needs to do a confidence check on that man. Like, why are you putting up a $100 million person like the 10th most important match on your show?
After putting $200,000 up in the pre-show, or $400,000, whatever it was.
This is so stupid.
Hey,
No one
I'll
believes
say
in this money.
no, but I'll say this: at least they had a funny angle
Oh,
for
it was
the Bang Bang
200
Gangs thing.
for
It
the
was
earlier
200.
match.
Okay,
The
like.
Bang Bang Gang is wrestling again?
Yeah, it's Juice and Austin Gunn because Colton's hurt.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they
Correct.
won.
One, and they won a match for $200
Yeah, and then
first time hearing it.
the gimmick online is Juice has kept all the money and he's invested it. So like Austin's gone out to try and spend it, and his credit card keeps getting declined because Juice, and he said in his promo, he was going to put it in a 401k. He was going to diversify our investments and that we're planning for the future with this money. And it was such a weird promo that it was actually kind of like interesting.
That's not how 401ks work.
It doesn't matter. It's, you know, but so then I guess they're following through, which of course will be only online. But you know, like all the Buck stuff
Did
was
he
all
mean an
went.
IRA?
No, he said we're putting some in the 401k, and then we're going to take some more. We're going to diversify and other investment opportunities. And this money's not for now. It's going to be for our future. And Austin said something. He's like, "Nope, 401k or something like that." And even
What, Excalibur, Tony
thank you,
Schiavone?
Excalibur. I wanted to say Ricochet. I don't know what's going on today, man. Maybe this Tuesday thing's throwing me off, but even Excalibur was like, "Well, that was interesting." Like, okay, so and with Juice's future, he probably should be doing that. So, yeah, remember when he was a hot free agent?
No. It was a
I
long time ago.
I've hated him since NXT.
right, take your personal feelings out of it. He was like he was a bigger thing that WWE tried to get him back, and he went with AEW instead. Oh no, he stayed with New Japan. The New Japan shit on him hard, and then his star just fell. And AEW's like, yeah, we'll sign you. So. Of course, cutting all your hair off and shaving your beard doesn't help too. So, ruins your look.
Well, not working out ruins your work look too.
There is that problem too.
Yep.
Yeah, but in Full Gear, like, I don't even know. Like, Mercedes
Was
losing
it?
was the right thing, and they actually did it. So, that was nice.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Yep. That was, yeah,
There's.
there wasn't all we you kind of mentioned it off to the side there. I guess what do we think of the Young Bucks coming back to their buddy Kenny Omega? At the end of the $1 million match,
Okay. Like,
I
why not? Why not?
it's
Why not?
Kenny Omega is better without them. He feels like a not that he's had anything much to do since he's come back. He's been in and out here, but he feels more like a star when he's on his own. The only time it worked is when is that during that period where we were still in most part we were. You know, half in co having half at a Daly's place, and then they started going back on the road again when they were all together as the Elite. But it was clearly, you know, it was clearly and explicitly that Kenny Omega was the leader, and they were beneath him. That's the only time it's them together has worked, because especially when they're together as baby faces, they're portrayed as equals. As the Elite, and the
No.
Young Bucks dorkiness washes all over Kenny Omega, and he just becomes a dork too, and they suck together. Fair enough.
I kind of had this thought while you were talking, as well as. The ops have four people. Is that right?
Yes, they well now that well wait
Oh yeah,
yeah
now they have four again.
because yes, Hook's back,
Okay.
yes. Yeah.
The elite would have three, possibly four, if Hangman joins up with them again. The Death Riders would still have more. I'm starting to wonder if all of this is some sort of faction play that's going to start happening. It's not real thought out. I just thought of this now.
Well, I mean,
Which,
it
what's
did
the point?
always have. I mean, they've there's always been
Officially,
factions in AEW. They like them. They like doing them.
yeah, they've made a bigger deal out of the Don Callis family for whatever reason now. So I do feel like there's a bigger, you know, as much as we've made fun of their storytelling, they at least start off with some idea. I think that it usually ends up going awry somewhere along the way. And it does feel like with the Bucks siding with Omega and kind of stressing the Don Callis family recently that something is brewing. And I don't know what for, like, because haven't they done all the big brawl matches at this point? Because Anarchy in the Arena or something like that isn't upcoming soon, is
No,
it?
they've done everything. I mean, they've done with the Death Riders, they've done everything they can do, but this thing still drags on.
Yeah, so like I don't know what kind of match they have in mind, given that the like you said, the Death Riders have kind of chewed up all the big matches for this year. Like it's not until sometime next year and probably later in the year, because I don't feel like they have any of their big team matchups
You know
early
what we need?
in the year.
We need the quadruple ta or quintuple tag team championships.
It's not like it's. I get it. It's supposed to be funny, but
Funny.
we have a national championship now. We have a TNT title. We have a
Don't tempt
Continental
me with
Classic title.
another good belt.
We have an international title. Oh, we have the unified title, and then we have the tag titles, and then we have the trios titles. Oh, never mind the AEW Men's Championship. So let's go to the women now. No, we don't need another goddamn title. And that's like, can you imagine? Oh God, what a shiver.
The
Oh, could
faction championship. Oh my
yes,
God.
that's exactly what I was gonna say. You have to have at least four so Don Callis can actually enter himself in what, three times? Oh God. I could say what was WWE's Survivor Series that one year? Because it was like the corporation versus the working Joes. What the hell were they called? Remember, it was like Mick Foley test. It was the corporation versus the union.
What?
It wasn't the union.
I don't. The union never made it to Survivor Series. That was the thing for like a month in like I think like the spring or something of '99. That I could just get it. Yeah, that is pulled out.
Okay, because I was like. And I just thought, my God, it really could happen. But I was just looking up Double or Nothing. Yeah, Double or Nothing was the last Anarchy in the Arena. That was in March.
They could have like an
So,
elimination tag team
oh.
match championship too. Oh my God, yes.
There
Every match
was
is elimination style.
94 Survivor Series was the corporation in the bait with Ted DiBiase, Bam Bam, IRS and King Kong Bundy taking on Lex Luger, Atom Bomb, Mabel, and The Undertaker.
Oh wow.
No,
Wait.
wait, that wasn't it. No, wait a
No,
minute.
there's a
Undertaker.
different one
Yeah,
later.
I know that's not the
But
one that Jeremy's thinking
that's
of, but
still horrendous.
that
I don't think
that's
that's
the
the
right match. That's not right.
Oh.
Well,
Well, no.
whatever,
For
whatever.
my
We're
purposes, no, but
45 minutes into the show talking about a show we didn't watch. I think we need to move on at some
yeah, let's
point.
get the Raw and poor Penta. Ugh. Let's just get this out of the way. That sucks. A basic ass move like that, and it's gonna sideline him now. Like that sucks bad.
Yeah,
He's
I
making
guess
it sound
what
like
is
it's a while. So.
oh, okay. I have not seen any news as to the extent of the injury is.
Yeah, it's a shoulder. He had like this, in character comment or tweet or whatever, but you can tell it's going to be a while. And the way he landed on it, because you could see as soon as he landed, you could see him like holding his arm out and like pulling on his arm. So it's like, okay. So I bet you he thought it was broken. I'm sorry, just out of place, but I wonder if he broke
Uh-oh.
his shoulder. Like just popped that bitch out and the bone around it just cracked because. And if so, man, he's tough. But it's not how it always happens. A nothing move like that. A move he does all the time. And that's what takes him out. And it really screws up plans too. Because him and Ray were supposed to get back together for that. It's not Arena Mexico. Where were they supposed to have that next one? Guadalajara? And trip for that AAA match. So I'm gonna guess that's off now too.
Oh yeah,
So,
they just did do that him and Ray Phoenix getting back together segment. Oof.
yeah, on that very awkward AAA show Saturday night. It just they didn't promote it as something big, and I'm glad they didn't because it really wasn't. It was just there. So I guess because Dom and some of the WWE people were in it, they wanted to make sure you watched it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but did you see today that the AAA has a new TV deal in Mexico
Yeah.
in Latin America only with Fox?
Yeah. Yep.
With
So
no word on any kind of, weekly English show, or if we're just gonna keep doing this YouTube thing every couple of months, which obviously it's free, so it saves us from if they find yet another US streaming partner.
yeah. Well, it'd be nice if it was HBO Max or Stars. I have those, so that'd be fine. So, but yeah, not, but to me, that was like the big news of the show, other than Brock Lesnar being awesome. I'm sorry, all personal stuff aside, him falling on his ass, just continuing to back roll out of it, pops up, laughs at himself, laughs it off, and then goes and beats everyone up. That's pretty awesome.
That was
So,
great. That
I.
was a different, in some ways, a different side of Brock Lesnar. It's the
Yeah.
side he was actually showing after he turned face a few years back. That that's it's almost like Jolly Brock was actually scarier than normal Brock.
Yes.
But now, but yeah, no, this is it's whatever with Brock. I don't hate the
No, I
guy.
don't
I don't.
either. I don't
I
care.
don't know. I don't know enough about anything that happened, and no one actually does. Let's just say that. But again, Brock was in rare form. He falls on his ass, rolls over, rolls back to his feet, and is just laughing. You're expecting him to maybe be mad at himself or mad at anyone else. Nope. He's laughing. Heyman's laughing. Brock's even kind of joking with his team, like
That's when you know you're the baddest motherfucker in the room. Like that should be like, ha, look what happened to him. He's like, I'll still kill every one of you. So, it doesn't
yeah, pretty
matter.
much.
Yeah, that is your classic bad motherfucker, big dick energy right there. And I was all for it, man. It's just like when he split his pants. He was joking around about that. I was like, huh. Yeah, still beat the hell out of this guy with my and my, my balls would be out right now. As a courtesy, I was wearing underwear for you people. So, yeah, no, just. But the rest of the show was, yeah, okay. So.
What the rest of Raw?
Yeah, I thought the show was fine.
It was a fine show. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
not as newsworthy or as hot as the previous 2 weeks, but what was going to be? No, I thought Raw was good.
Yeah, I liked what I got to see of Gunther and Melo. I mean, Mel like they set that match up. That crowd genuinely thought Melo was going to pull it off. And then the count out especially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
The
mean,
crowd bet on the crowd bet on the count out.
yeah.
Got to give it to them on that one. I don't think anyone actually believed Bella was gonna pin Gunther. I don't. I'm not.
Well, some of those, I mean, when he kicked out of that for the power bomb the first time, and then he got out of it. That crowd, like, they popped pretty big when they were counting for the three, and then Gunther just took over after that. But then it was the rollout of the sleeper. So I mean, I think the crowd's into it a little bit more than I think they usually would have been because. I think we all knew Gunther was going to win, right?
Right,
But
yeah, of course.
at the same time, that's kind of part of the fun of it,
Yeah, they did
So.
get some good pops, and I liked it better than the last week match with Javon and Gunther. Even though it was probably a tad on the long side, I
They
just
both
feel
were.
it.
Yeah.
I think. Carmelo is just more seasoned at this point than Javon, and
Yeah.
he put on
Right.
a better match and has a more believable chance at beating Gunther than Javon. So I think I was a little more kind of lenient on this one as far as the
I'm just
time spent on TV.
Sorry. I'm just struggling with the whole, how they're bringing Gunther back in. No fanfare, just thrown in this tournament, having long matches with, underneath guys. He's not being portrayed as the threat he was previously.
All right, I'll play devil's advocate on this then. Don't we usually complain that a guy's been gone forever, comes in and just beats everybody up? You know,
I don't think I
well,
do.
that's been like a tr well, no. I'm just saying, it's been like a traditional thing. Like, this guy's been gone forever. Now he's come in and start beating everybody, and I'm kind of like, well, yeah. I mean, it sometimes it's pretty stupid, but in this guy's case, it's like Gunther's also struggled with guys who are smaller. And then he also had that whole angle where he gets too smug and something goes wrong. You know, that's like what happened with Jay beating him. And he's kind of done that in both matches now. I mean, he was laughing openly at Carmelo to start the match. You know, Carmelo comes after him, and he just like laughs him off, like, get out of here. So
Yeah, they have played up his arrogance a bit, and especially last against Carmelo Hayes, they did for sure.
yeah. And but I do agree with the lack of fanfare though. Like the guy who's barely ever loses, they put him in the tournament and he should have been the talk of the whole thing. Like, wait. This guy? This is clear, like, I guess maybe it's kind of a mis like anticlimactic, but
Yeah,
you
this
know.
whole tournament, I've grown to just not like it at this point. It was unnecessary. Gunther could have just come back at any point in the last couple of weeks. And yes, I know you got Cena and Dom going on at the same time, but you could still have had Gunther just show up and make the challenge for the last match. Just not do this whole tournament stuff.
Well, I guess in a way, yeah. Well, yeah. I was trying to figure out like with I was going to talk about how what they were doing. I'm guessing Gunther either costs Cena the IC title, or he helps make sure John wins it, keeps it.
I don't think he's even going to get involved at all because he still has to win two matches.
True.
Yeah, so I
Like.
think it's just going to be. I think Cena and Dom's just staying straight up, and then Gunther
Yeah,
has
'cause I
a
mean
really.
Cena doesn't need the championship for the last match. I mean, if they just did it for him to complete the Grand Slam of championships, cool.
I just don't see. I just don't see Dom beating him though. It's
I don't
weak.
either. Like, I don't see any good way of Dom losing or winning this.
The way out was, and I mentioned it last night in chat, is this should have been a triple threat with Ray. Then you get Cena out of the ring when the three count happens. Either way.
Or just have Cena screw them both over because he has that problem with the Mysterios that no one ever talks about. Well, you see meme after meme of it. Like Ray
I
does all the work, then he pins Dom just to stick it to him. But yeah, no, the whole John Cena's last opponent thing's been weird because the heel turn kind of took up a lot of that stuff.
It did,
And
and it's yeah, it that's been talked about ad nauseum. Yeah, God,
yeah,
it.
but and if
But yeah, it's just it ruins 6 months of the shit.
yeah, yes, but it's also like this tournament, it's funny because it brought back Dolph Ziggler and it brought back Zack Ryder, Matt Cardona, right? And that was it. You know, wouldn't have killed him to have him like one of them get to the finals, you know, have some drama, even have Matt Cardona get to the finals against Gunther. We know he's not going to win, but at least, you know, Zach still can't get his revenge for stealing Eve from him all those years ago. Like just something. Have set some sort of built-in story, but
Bring
bring
Eve
Eve. No one.
Torres to Washington, D.C.
Yes,
Right.
yes.
No one has really had any opportunity to state that how important this is to them. has been pushed. No one's pushed more than anyone else. We're just thinking Gunther's going to win based on the field and based on, a rumor that got out 2 months ago.
And gut intuition that was probably talked about 2 to 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Just 'cause, I mean, Gunther's just on such a short list for, and one of the few guys we already talked about this show, like, he's been able to keep his heel heat for the most part. Just 'cause he acts like a smug asshole all the time, and it works. So yeah, he kind of seemed like one of those few guys that would, in a matchup with John Cena, it's just like, who does, if John Cena wants to put someone over going out the door, Gunther was on that list for me.
Yes, but does Gunther really need John Cena to put him over at this
No.
point?
No,
He
he
doesn't
doesn't.
need it, but it's kind of like one of those almost, if Brock Lesnar had taken out the streak for the Undertaker kind of situations. Like, it's icing on the cake.
But Cena's going, but Cena's leaving either way. So it's just, it's
Oh,
in
yeah.
so many ways, it just should, they should have just kept the it light and fun and just been like, now granted that means also not doing the heel turn, of course, but also what they could have done is just save Randy Orton for the end, not do the
Yeah.
match in the early, yeah. That Cena's
Oh.
last match is, his greatest opponent. Even though people can argue back and forth about what the actual, their actual match quality output actually was in all the years they were wrestling each other, but in kayfabe and in, which has become a reality, Orton is Cena's greatest rival, so that should have just been the last match. St. Louis and the heel turn be damned.
Well, what about Lesnar? And the reason I bring that up is Cena consistently gets his ass kicked by Brock Lesnar. He gets his ass kicked by Brock Lesnar again. It's like, take that one away, just have it one last one, and Cena finally comes up with a way of beating him. Which, of course, he's beaten him in the past, right? But like,
Yeah.
more recent history, he hasn't. So it's like,
It's
is Slay the
really weird
Demon?
that that's going to end up hanging out there somewhere, honestly, because I thought that there was going to be a resolution to that. Honestly, the most logical spot for it was Survivor Series.
That's what I thought too,
And
yeah.
clearly that's being taken up by John Cena and Dominic now.
Well,
So.
you could have had Cena on the, in War Games, and Brock, and obviously already going to be in War Games
Yeah.
anyway. And then you do the match in December, and then Cena wins, but they also have whatever bigger plans they have for Brock, and they don't want him doing a job for John Cena. Because again, it's just like, yes, Cena's on his way out, so he shouldn't beat anybody. He shouldn't. But we still
Well,
have to have this last match.
why not save? Maybe I'm stupid, but why not save it and have it be Dom? Have Dom
That
beat
was my
him.
idea the whole thing. That should have
I
been it.
mean, I
Cena
didn't think that was a
retiring
bad.
the Intercontinental
Yeah.
Champion. Yes, that's exactly what it should have been. It
Or even just
100% should have
have,
been that.
or even have Dom beat him somehow, and be like, "Oh, Dom's sort of legit," you know, like. If you
It would
want to
mean
talk
so
about putting guys over,
it
you
would
know?
mean something if Dom did beat John Cena in the last match. Not the second to last match, the last
Right.
match. It would mean something for Dom. I mean, it doesn't mean anything
Yeah.
for Gunther,
No.
because we spent all those years where John Cena couldn't buy a win in a singles match. Beating him
Yes.
became meaning nothing.
Yeah. But yeah, but there's. It's good. I mean, I can't speak very confidently, but I believe it's going to be Gunther.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing Gunther wins the Intercontinental title back if John is still the title holder. But I just don't see how that helps. And what I mean by this is I don't see how it helps Gunther be the Intercontinental champion again.
No, it
Like,
really doesn't.
I don't need this. And
I mean, he's kind of above it, but it's also one of those situations where We've all talked about it in some way, shape, or form. Like, it's just hard to get a championship, especially in the WWE these days. And I
Oh.
don't know how you have, like, if you're good, because they were still, the announcers still talking about, oh, Gunther's had a championship like 85% of the days or whatever. Like, he's been on the main roster.
They
Like,
don't know what to do with Gunther when he's not champion, and that's become a problem.
Yeah, like I feel like he's getting the Intercontinental Championship because they're like, yeah, we kind of just need you as champion. Like, it just works. So we're gonna give you another championship here.
Yeah, like that's like a step back, guys. Like, let me be the speed champion. Like, listen, hear me out. Seriously.
Jeremy finally approves of the speed
Could you
championship.
imagine him as the speed
Gunther
champion? No one's gonna beat
is
him.
the champion.
Yeah, no one beats him. He's just the eternal speed champion. And he just retires the belt. Doesn't even like just like the Heritage Cup, it just disappears. So yeah, I'd be okay with that win. But yeah, but Raw, like the rest of it, I don't, okay, maybe I just don't remember AJ Lee the way I thought I did, but I don't know. Like, I guess this older version of AJ Lee just doesn't kind of mesh with me yet. I don't know.
She's trying to figure, I think everyone's trying to figure it out.
I mean, I don't hate
It's,
it. It's just different. Like,
yeah,
I guess it wasn't what I was
it's,
expecting.
yeah, it's definitely different than what she did in the past.
Yeah.
So
But yeah, like the women's war game, I did appreciate Becky Lynch coming out there and just blathering on about how great she is
yes, that was good. That
until
was
it
good
kept
character stuff, yeah.
going and kept going and kept going, and you realize it's just Becky Lynch talking forever again. Oof.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, the rest of the team's facial reactions were quite amusing. So, congratulations to all of them for all of their acting.
I like Nia's reaction when Becky said, "The team I've put together." Like,
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Listen, I know we used to shit on Nia a lot. She's not gonna have your five-star classics, man. But she ain't that bad.
Yeah,
She's
she's
no,
a
not on
hit.
this run at all.
Well,
No.
and again, those reactions, Hoot Riot. She has been really great with the acting end of wrestling as of late too.
Yeah. She hasn't hurt anybody lately either. So
Yeah.
gotta give her that too. All joking
Yeah.
aside, I mean, that was always the problem. But I do kind of like the team of her and Lash together. Kind of polar, they're kind of opposites in personality, which could work. So especially, Lash is a spec. You see that team and you see tiny Becky Lynch in front of Nia, and then she like walks in front of them. I'm talking just tall wise. And you just see Lash Legend back there, like this woman's not like these other women. It's crazy. And I guess her husband or fiance is going to be up there soon after tonight. God, he better be up here soon. Eating, spoiler, eating L's the miles born. So,
Hey,
what a
you
shock.
spoil more than I got than I get spoiled on Twitter when I post these shows.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
I figured Trick was gonna
Yeesh.
win. And then to see him eat the L, like, well, okay. All right. Is there anybody else he has to lose to on the way out? Can we just like can he just run a gauntlet and lose the gauntlet? Like do a reverse gauntlet. It only ends when you win. And he just keeps losing to everybody. All right. I think he's put everybody over. Where's Brooks Jensen? No? All right, never mind. Never mind. It's good. We're not gonna try and get him over. We sent his ass to TNA anyways, so. But yeah, that's Raw.
Do you want to talk about SmackDown at all? Was there anything that caught your fancy on SmackDown? Chris and I, usually cover that.
SmackDown
We usually
had
do
some
that
good
first
wrestling.
chronologically, but
Yeah.
what would you say?
SmackDown had good wrestling on it.
There
I'll
was
give
some
it
good wrestling.
that.
Dragging off McDonough, now beloved since he almost died in the ring. The Bronson Reed, whatchamahicket stuff. Oh, dear Lord, DIY and Fraxium.
I fast forwarded through that thing. I don't need another match between those teams in
That's
my
still
life.
something. I guess there really wasn't a whole lot to get into after getting Raw, because like almost everything had follow up, because a lot of it was the last tournament is now stuff that ended up translating into Raw anyway.
And war game stuff, yeah.
Yeah, there was one thing on Raw that I thought was weird, and it's kind of become like a writing or a booking problem. So the Usos were gonna team up, or well, it wasn't at the time, wasn't made the match, but so it turned out to be the Usos versus Drew and Logan Paul. I didn't understand that whole backstage thing with the Vision. When they're trying to choose Drew's partner, I'm like, the clear choice is Logan Paul, because remember at SummerSlam, they beat Jelly Roll and Randy Orton. So what are we doing here? And they kept going through, and he's like, oh, it's gonna be this guy. And I'm like, is Logan Paul like playing the chicken shit now? Is that what I was supposed to get out of this? I didn't understand that segment. Was
I
he
don't
just
know
tripped
what
up?
you were supposed to get out of that
I
segment.
don't know. And then in the end, he's happy with being the guy. It didn't make any sense. And yeah, it's.
And
Yeah, it's
before
not.
we go, one other
Yes.
thing, and I don't know how we almost didn't talk about this. We were talking about the last time is now tournament, and then Dominic facing John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
I know everyone's got their opinions on it, and I guess my take on this was, hey, good for Psycho. The Micro Championship Wrestling, good for him. Got a payday out of it, got on TV, right? What the hell was this? Where did this come from after all these years? I understand. I get where it came from, because remember, DX did all of those segments with Hornswoggle and the Little People.
Little People's Court.
Yes. Which, okay, that made sense because they were feuding with Hornswoggle, which is the dumbest thing. This was straight out of Vince's playbook.
It was a straight out of Vince's playbook thing, but they haven't done it in a long time. And the little person cameraman with Stu on
Stu.
the back, that did crack me up.
I probably got more of a laugh out of Stu than I did the rest of the gimmick.
Yeah, because then it just got weird. I'm like, so is the little guy going into business for himself? What's happening here? Why would he do that if you're paying him to come out here? Did he not know it was going to happen if he crossed? It was kind of
You,
silly, but which is whatever.
I mean,
It's
Dom did say stick to the script,
yeah, he did say sips to the script. Yeah, and then
Yeah, like, why are we
why?
supposed to care that he went off script, honestly?
Yeah.
Or that this guy that nobody knows is berating him? Like, we've had his father berating him already. Like, I don't, it's not
Which
going to get worse than
then
that.
that made that kind of made me laugh, but I did comment on it.
Yeah. Oh,
At
yeah. I caught
he's
your
like,
comment. Yes.
Dom, lays him out, gives him even goes as far as to get the frog splash. You think at some point somebody, particularly Ray, is going to make the save here before it gets that far, but no. Then I'm just
Ray just
thinking,
comes out for his
great.
match, like
They don't want that little guy
entirely too
standing.
late.
They did not want that little guy standing while Ray was in the ring. Because Ray would not be that much taller than him.
Oh yeah, Jeremy, you're the micro champion expert on the show here. What's Psycho's height there? Come on.
Exactly what I'm doing. Hang on.
Well, come on. We were buying you all kinds of time. How dare you take this much time
All
on
right.
the
Well,
interweb?
someone named Short Sleeve Samson is 4'2". Let's see.
Heard of him.
Oh, he is under 5 feet tall. No shit. How tall for midget wrestling? What the hell? They don't list his height. How do you not list his height?
Whole thing.
That's crazy. Is all
Because
right.
the funny thing about Rey is, for years he was said to be like they called him
Rey
five
is billed
three.
as 5'6",
That's bullshit.
is what Wikipedia says. He is billed as
I think
five
in
six.
the WWE years they were more honest. I think they said in maybe in AAA and other promotions in the 90s, I think they said 5'3". But it may not even it might even be he might legit be shorter than that, especially now that he's older. Although he's had weird surgeries done
Come
on
on,
his
man.
legs for years and his knees for years and years and years. So who knows? He may have got one of those
Yeah.
weird surgeries where they made him taller, but I don't think they have.
I mean, he's not that much older than me. Are you telling me that I am shrinking already, sir?
No, you
That's
just haven't had knee surgery
possibly.
after knee surgery, luckily.
Thankfully, I have not had knee surgery after knee surgery. Of course, I do not have Rey Mysterio's skills either, so there is that.
All right.
Oh,
Well,
man.
so he doesn't actually give you his height, but he's in between 4'7" and 3'6". Boy, that's helpful.
I'm
All
gonna say
right.
that it leans more towards the 4'7. He was kind
I
of
would think
tall.
so
I
too.
think so too, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, as soon as I saw him come out last time, I was like, he looks familiar for some reason. I was like, oh yeah, that guy. I just can't remember his name. So
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen the videos on Instagram of I guess a micro midget wrestler. I don't know his name, but he's always singing the Linkin Park song. Yeah.
I have never seen that, no.
Well, guess what's gonna be coming? So that's like this guy's
That
calling card, and they're all part of the same thing. So
part of the same umbrella. Is
yes.
it like Steven Flo?
No, that one does kind of make me laugh, because
That is good. That is a good one
they just
then.
took the words of Even Flow and just changed everything to Steven Flow, no matter
Yeah,
what the words are.
that's
That's pretty
fantastic. Yeah,
funny.
it's fantastic, but it's but you only need to see
Oh,
it once.
Psycho is 4'3". I found it. He is
4'3".
he's four
So,
foot three. The Ray would be a foot
even
taller than him. Oof.
yeah, if Rey is 5'3", that is he would be a foot taller, but
Oh God.
yeah, I still don't think you really want that comparison happening.
Yeah, but I mean, I just the idea that this happened in 2025 was like,
It was
huh?
kind of weird on WWE TV, honestly. And like you said, like it's one of those things where you expect it in and maybe a little bit more of a longer running feud. And because this only started 2 weeks ago, it feels like a weird take on it to me.
Yeah, and it's got nothing to do with the feud. Like, you're looking at too big of a picture. Like, why the hell are they using a micro wrestler for an angle? Like, I don't get it. But
They're hiring local talent, sir.
that's the only thing I could the I could think of. I was like, well, local indie guy got paid, so good for him. And now he can take that back to micro championship. But hey, man. You see that? You see
Big
that?
bucks.
Yeah.
Give
Yeah.
me the big bucks.
Time to start paying me $50 a show.
Peter Dinklage hasn't taken all work away from little people.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, God. Yeah. Because he
Have
did
you seen
fucking.
some of that, especially Hornswoggle going off on Peter
Oh, they
Dinklage about
hate
that
him.
shit? Oh, they
Well,
hate him. Well, he
yeah.
will.
Because I actually agree with Hornswoggle.
I totally agree. Yes.
So they have Snow White and the Seven Magical Beasts. No, because because having dwarves be it's a cliche. And he's like, motherfucker, you just put seven of us out of work. So nice job, stupid. And then they didn't even use real people. They changed the beast to a CGI.
Oh
That's so
yeah.
insulting. It's so
It was.
insulting. Hey
That
man,
was funny.
just because you got to be on Game of Thrones doesn't mean you're the, I mean, I guess you are the emperor and overlord of all the dwarves and
He
little
might be
people
the
now.
wealthiest dwarf on Earth because you don't really see dwarf CEOs. The entertainment business is literally the only place those people can make
Oh,
money. Those
I
people.
thought you were God, just shut up. I actually thought you were making a joke. When you said
But
you can't see them, I was waiting for people. Yeah, I gotta look down. Oh, there they. Yeah, okay.
I don't remember saying that.
No, that's what I thought you were gonna say. Yeah, you did. You said you can't. You don't see those people. And that's where I thought you were going with it. I thought you were making a
If
shark
I
joke
did,
out
if I did, like, I kind of mixed two thoughts together and just
it.
got and got confused then.
See, as the only person who had a dwarf slash midget back then babysitter, I'm an expert on all things. So,
Okay,
and
interesting.
that's a true story, by the way. So,
have heard story in the
yep.
past.
Old Jonathan running interference at the local dairy mart so I can go and look at all the porn bags. This is a thing of beauty.
Oh, okay. Well, I think on that note,
That's a good application of using a little person, by the way. Run interference for someone younger so that they can develop the way they need to. Now you may end the show.
at DeFrango11, at Granny Maze, brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can also download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.
Later, gang.